From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting suicide bombings in Pakistan and Afghanistan. At least 25 people were killed in a blast in the eastern Pakistani city of Lahore on Monday. At least 50 others were injured in the explosion. Director General of Police Operations told reporters that following an initial probe, authorities suspect the blast was the work of a suicide bomber riding on a motorbike. At least 9 police personnel were among the dead. An Afghan government official says the death toll in a suicide car bombing in western Kabul has climbed to 24, with at least 40 wounded. The bomber appeared to have rammed into a minibus, but an Interior Ministry spokesman said it's not clear whether the bus and its occupants were the target. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. 2 Jordanians were killed and an Israeli was wounded by gunfire in a heavily fortified Israeli embassy compound in Jordan's capital. The Israeli Foreign Ministry said one of 2 Jordanian workers lunged at a security guard with a screwdriver. The incident comes at a time of mounting tensions between Israel and the Muslim world over metal detectors Israel installed at a Jerusalem shrine revered by Muslims and Jews. Michael Fishbach, a Middle East expert at Randolph-Macon College, is alarmed at the rising tensions.
There's been a lot of frustration, certainly among Palestinians in recent years, frustration at any number of sources. And something like this, which deals with religion, is just as if it's a third rail. And so that, I think, is what all parties are desperate to try to avoid, is the outbreak of another mass uprising.
The UN Security Council is to meet in emergency session today in order to discuss the violence. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has met the Saudi and Kuwaiti rulers to discuss ways to end the diplomatic crisis between Qatar and 4 other Arab countries, which cut ties with Qatar in June, accusing it of supporting extremists. Qatar denies the allegation. Erdogan meets Qatar's leaders today. Middle East Institute scholar and former U.S. ambassador to the UAE, David Mack, tells VOA that Turkey has a vested interest in all of this.
Turkey has been a direct victim of this. And for Turkey, being able to join in with others in a common front against the threat of the so-called Islamic State and Al-Qaeda and similar extremist organizations is very important.
Britain, France, Germany, and the U.S. are also attempting to help ease the tensions between Qatar and its neighbors. Police in the U.S. city of San Antonio, Texas, say they found 8 people dead in the back of an extremely hot tractor trailer. A 9th victim died in a hospital hours later. There were 30 survivors, including 2 school-aged children, along with 20 survivors in critical condition. No word on the nationality of the immigrants. VOA asked Nell Green of the Coalition to Combat Human Trafficking Texas if this was people smuggling or human trafficking.
For legal purposes, if you have paid somebody to get you across the border with the intent that you're going to go to work somewhere, and you get caught on the other side of the border, whether it's in a stash house or a trailer or whatever, at this point, you have been smuggled.
San Antonio's fire chief says it was likely no one would have survived another night in the trailer. Poland's president says he's vetoing 2 of 3 bills recently passed by lawmakers to reform the country's judicial system. Andrzej Duda announced his decision on television Monday, days after mass street protests. He said the decision is as follows. Namely, I have decided that I will send it back to the lower house of parliament, which means I will veto it. The bill on the Supreme Court, as well as the one about the National Council of the Judiciary. Both bills are generally seen as challenges to the independence of the judicial system. The third bill reorganizes the functioning of local courts, and Duda said that he would sign that one. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte defended his strong-arm policies against drug traffickers and martial law in Mindanao in a State of the Nation address in Manila today.
I will not allow the ruin of the youth, the disintegration of families, and the retrogression of communities forced by criminals whose greed for money is as insatiable.
This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.